Welcome to Gospel Pod, a weekly devotional created by the students of United Theological Seminary. For more information about the school and its course offerings, please visit our website at united.edu.
A reading from Psalm 97, 1 through 5, and verse 12. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his adversaries on every side. His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. Some thoughts around storms in Psalm 97. I came to Cokesbury at United in Dayton in a flurry of activity, a good storm of my own making, if you will. I interviewed on the 30th of September, worked 5 or 6 days each week in October, packed up my stuff and moved 100 miles to begin my new job on November 3rd, some 33 days later. By February, I was settling in and volunteered to do a podcast meditation. I received my assignment for the last Sunday of Easter. It was right after the earthquake in Haiti and before the next earthquake in Chile, while we were still piling up 25 inches of snow here in Montgomery County in Ohio. The images in the Psalm of Enthronement seem to fit in. The Lord is King, and the response is fear and delight, with storm images of darkness, fire, lightning and trembling, and melting of mountains. Soon after the snow here, there were floods in the Ohio Valley. And then more out-of-control disasters in the world, like the coal mining accident in West Virginia, the oil spill in the Gulf, and more floods in Nashville, the corporate home for Cokesbury and the United Methodist Publishing House. I know from experience that God can come to us in storms as well. I think of internal storms, fear of the economy, clouds of darkness and doubts, illness that overtakes us, our church family, and our loved ones. I have no succinct answers to these storms. I have instead a word of promise that the King is on the throne, and the exhortation to rejoice because that is our hope. Sometimes that feels hard. But music speaks to me, and over as I have thought and prayed about this meditation and about these out-of-control storms and situations, both the ones internal and external, I have heard a song in my heart. It is a word of hope, a song of resurrection. So like the earth in Psalm 97, rejoice in the Lord and trust our God as you hear this hymn of promise that Dr. Johnson sings.
In our ending. at the last a victory unrevealed until it's seasoned, something God alone can see.